Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, happy Tuesday. It's going to be warm today like it was yesterday. And then I heard just sweltering by Thursday. Like it's we're starting a warming trend. So yay, more summer. Yay. Oprah, you guys. Oh my God. Speaking of hot and sizzling, Oprah.
You get a car.
Gets a car. Right now, if you're calling number 9, you instantly win a pair of tickets to see Oprah's 2020 Vision Tour, Your Life in Focus, February 22nd, 2020, at the all-new Chase Center in San Francisco. The tickets go on sale this Friday the 13th at 11 a.m. at LiveNation.com. Alice listeners, though, are able to take advantage of this pre-sale. This is this coming Thursday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. You need to know the password. So you go to LiveNation.com, you put in the password QUEEN, and you will be able to buy tickets before anybody else. So QUEEN is the password, Thursday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., but officially the tickets go on sale this Friday the 13th at 11 a.m. Or just win a pair right now, 800-400-3697. We'd love to throw a pair of tickets your way. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Floorcraft and Floorcraft's semi-annual sale. Now is the perfect time to save up to $500 on the best brands of flooring and more. Check them out at floorcraft.com. We're going to begin with Survivor.
Okay.
Because Survivor is life. It's life. I love Survivor. I've been watching it religiously since 2000, right? Isn't that when it debuted?
I fell off for some years, but yes, yeah. I am absolutely watching every season in the last 5 for sure.
It was, rightfully so. Like it got boring for a few seasons there.
I'd actually say the last 10. I've been watching it with you for the last 10 years.
Yeah, since you came back, for mm-hmm. sure we've watched it. I've never missed a season. But it's great. And they've found ways to keep it interesting and to mix it up. They're trying something new this time. This is the 39th season, which means you know that when will the new season start? Like May of 2020? That'll be season 40. Mm. And you know they're going to go crazy for that one.
Well, we'll see.
It'd be great if they brought back people from every season.
Oh.
I think that would be awesome. So anyway, the 39th season is called Island of the Idols. It's premiering on Wednesday, September 25th at 8 p.m. on CBS. Welcome home.
Welcome home.
Not our home anymore, but welcome. It is a 90-minute special, so which is great because they sometimes they'll do a nice long intro episode, and other times, like I think last year, they just did a little 60-minute thing for The Edge of Extinction. The season was filmed in Fiji earlier this year, 20 brand new castaways, and the return of Survivor icons Boston Rob Mariano and Sandra Diaz-Twine, who I am pretty sure won twice. Like somehow she managed to win that game 2 times. Mm-hmm. They are going to act as mentors. They're going to live on a separate island. It's called the Island of the Idols. And mm-hmm. I guess you'll maybe win trips there to be mentored and learn tips and tricks and that kind of thing. There'll be advantages that you can earn by going there. I'm not sure how that'll all play out. But
I'm always kind of... Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I'm always a little weirded out by the way the people in the Big Brother house react to the returnees.
Yeah.
And also, similarly with the Survivor folks, at least when the Survivor folks are part of the group, you know, like a returning,
yes,
they want them out.
Right.
And it just becomes, we're getting rid of that returning person. We're not
They've already had their chance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. So that sort of dynamic happens there. But when that sort of almost psycho fan thing happens, I'm just weirded out by it a little bit.
Mm.
So I don't know how they're going to do.
Because a lot of people who play this game are like devotees of the show. Like,
right.
There's one girl on here, because I have the whole cast here. There's only one local, Palo Alto guy.
Oh, what's his name?
You know what?
Vince.
Is his name Vince?
Yeah. Hey!
Hilarious.
Hey!
So, let me see if I can find him because...
I highlighted in orange.
Wow, he sounds cool already.
He's a college admissions person, so I don't know if he
for
works
Stanford?
For Stanford. I don't know. It doesn't say in the article.
Stanford is Palo Alto.
His name is Vince Moua, M-O-U-A. He is an admissions counselor. So here's the thing. This thing I got today, I'll hand it to you afterwards because I've read through the whole thing. Jeff Probst talks about each person and his impressions of them. He says, there's never been anybody like Vince, ever. I can't imagine there'll ever be anyone like Vince again. I hope Vince isn't the first out. He's the only person I've ever met who truly has two distinct personalities or personas, I guess is better. He has this homeboy, as he says, and then the other guy who works in college admission and is upstanding and speaks differently. I mean, he sounds like a different person. He's like an improv guy. He can just go in and out of any story. I don't know where the homeboy part of him is going to come into play with this group, but it might. He might find a younger person maybe that connects with it, or maybe there's some weird connection with somebody. He names another person who thinks that this is charming. I don't know, but he's a smart guy. I think he'll be underestimated because he's just so peculiar to be around. His biggest strength is that he knows he's peculiar and he's been through so much. When you talk to him about the way he was raised, I don't think you're going to shock him with anything. He won't be unsettled by anything. I do think, though, he can be reactionary and that could hurt him in the end.
Mm.
So Jeff has like a whole little
write
up on each of these people.
That's the guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like a Pacific Islander, maybe. And Moua, M-O-U-A. That sounds Polynesian or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's our local guy. Other people.
When you look at him, you see the college admissions guy. You do not see
a homeboy.
There's no tattoos. There's no slick outfit. That is.
No, he's dorky. You know, he reminds me of Ovi. From the season of Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of people from Rhode Island are playing.
Hmm. Why is that?
I don't know why.
It's just their year?
It's their year. This guy Aaron from Warwick, Rhode Island.
You know that place?
I know where Warwick is.
Well, you're born in Rhode Island, right?
I was born in Rhode Island.
All right.
Anyway, he's a gym owner, and Jeff has things to say about him. Then we got a girl, Chelsea from L.A. She apparently... he's saying she's been in the mix more than any person I can remember. She would know how many times. We almost put her on the show several times. So she finally made it onto the show this time. So
good for her.
She's tried a bunch of times. A guy from New York named Dean. He's in tech sales. Good looking dude.
I'll tell you who's not there. Our intern.
No, he's not. He should be, though. Listen to Jeff Probst's thoughts on this guy, Dean Kowalski from New York. Dean thinks my first impression of him wasn't favorable. And it wasn't that it wasn't favorable. I just thought he was so cocky. I mean, he swaggered in like a playa. Look, check out these sweats I got on, Probes. You wish you could wear something like this. I'm like, oh, my God, this guy's full of it. But then I found myself after he left going, I'm still thinking about him. And then the next time we met, I really got a kick out of him. I started to understand that he does have swagger. That's how he goes. And he goes on to talk about him. So that's a guy to watch.
All right.
We got a chick, Elaine, a factory worker. She's a beefy girl from Rockholds, Kentucky. Another girl from Rhode Island, Saunderstown, Rhode Island. I don't know where Saunderstown, Rhode Island is. Somewhere mid-state, maybe. Her name's Elizabeth. She's an Olympic medalist.
Oh. In?
It does not say. Let me see. Swimming.
Oh.
Of some kind.
Well, they're that's good for this
yes,
game.
Yes, it is. Chick named Karishma. She's a personal injury lawyer from Houston, Texas. There's a few personal injury lawyers.
And a law student.
This chick is Missy. She's an Air Force veteran from Tacoma, Washington. Ronnie, who is a pro poker player from Henderson, Nevada. And Jeff says he's a dark dude. He's got a darker look and intensity.
Oh.
But he's layered. He's a cool dude. The more I talk to him, the more I like him.
This is the first time Probst has done that. He's breaking it down.
Yeah, I don't recall ever seeing sort of his personal thoughts on different players. This guy's name is Tom Laidlaw, and he's a former NHL player. They're not listing the team here. I'm sure that would be easy to find. He's a Greenwich, Connecticut guy, but originally from Canada. He looks like a tough NHL player. Then there's that Vince guy from Palo Alto. That's our home guy, our homeboy. A talent manager named Dan from Los Angeles. There's a guy named Jack, a graduate student from Virginia.
A talent manager,
huh? Yeah, I don't know. There's a college. Here's another college guy. His name is Jamal, and he's from Providence, Rhode Island. A 59-year-old chick, Janet. She looks like your grandma from Palm Bay, Florida. Another personal injury lawyer from New York. His name is Jason.
a chick named Kelly Kim from Philly.
Kelly Kim.
Got a Philly girl. Glendale, California, a girl named Lauren. She's a nanny. Molly from North Carolina. And one more here. Oh, two more, sorry. From Potomac, North Potomac, Maryland. Nora, she's beautiful. She's 36. She's an entrepreneur, according to this. And a fourth grade teacher from Long Beach, New York, Tommy Sheehan.
So when does this start?
It starts, oh, shoot, I had it right in front
Today's
of me.
Today's the 10th.
September 25th, 8 o'clock, 90-minute start.
All right.
And it's called.
And Big Brother should be over this week, or is it next week?
I think it's, I want to say it ends right before Survivor starts. Doesn't it usually end the night that Survivor starts?
Or I
do
don't
they
know.
End it maybe the Sunday before? So it'll probably end, yeah, to 10, 20 more, 10 or 11, 12 more days maybe.
It's not on tonight, Big Brother.
No, it's on
tomorrow night,
Wednesday and Thursday okay. of this week, then Sunday. So probably we have 2 full weeks left of
All right.
Survivor, of Big Brother.
Hey, I'm going to hand you, they did put out a season 40 cast, and I don't know any of these people.
Oh.
So let me give it
oh,
to you.
Oh, they already have the cast? Here, I'm just going to hand you this
Wait.
So you can peruse. This is season 39.
And 40's already in the can?
They must have already done it. Let me have a look at that. Season 40 cast revealed. They've all got, like, crowns on. Oh, they are inviting back a cast of former winners for an epic Champion of Champions showdown. Oh, my God!
All
oh my
winners? God.
This is great!
Everybody's winner.
Amber. Denise. I don't, some of these people, you barely remember. You know what? I recognize their faces. Lots of girls. Lots of girls. I like it. Oh, my God. Some of these people I totally don't even remember. Oh, we had Yule. He was a he's in Concord, they're saying here. He won Cook Island. So he's on. Oh, my God. This is great. So it's going to be all past winners. That is epic.
I can't believe they've got 2 full seasons in the can already.
Well, they just sent these people to Fiji. So I believe this is filming right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. 39 days. They're saying the cast just recently left for Fiji. The season is set to begin filming. So there you go. These. Oh, I'm sorry. These are 20 rumored cast members.
Well, there's different websites that I'll give their names. They're saying winners from season 22 to 37.
Wow.
With 2 exceptions, a 26 winner and a 30 winner.
Oh. All right. Well, something to look forward to. Except for the people who don't look forward to it. Sorry. We love Survivor. Bob Dylan has announced a fall 2019 U.S. tour. That's right, people.
Bob Dylan.
60s icon Bob Dylan.
Good for him.
Is, let's see, October 11th. It starts at UC Irvine. We have a date October 14th in Palo Alto at Stanford's Frost Amphitheater. So if you are a Bob Dylan fan, heads up. He's coming to town. Lay, lady, lay. Oh. Oh, look at you. Now my arm.
All right.
Oh, there you go. Must get stoned. Oh, there's my song. Good one. Better day. Bob Dylan, October 14th in Palo Alto. Good job. Did you put that together? That's amazing.
At some point. I don't know where oh. this is from.
You just found it in your
my library.
Cache of things.
I have a library full of stuff, you know?
Yep, you do.
Thousands of sound bites.
Maybe we did that from the last time he came to town.
Right. in case you missed it earlier this morning, Sarah Palin and her husband Todd are breaking up. He filed for Todd. Todd! he filed for divorce. Basically citing irreconcilable differences, but they said he wants to dissolve his marriage due to, quote, incompatibility of temperament between the parties such that they find it impossible to live together as husband and wife, which is a complicated way of saying I hate her and I gotta go. They have only one minor child, their son Trigg, who's 11. They have 4 other kids together, but they're all over 18, and they're asking for shared, he's asking for shared custody, and let's split up all that money.
They have a ton of it.
They sure do. Okay. Big Poppy.
What? Oh,
Big Poppy. David Ortiz. He's
recovered?
He made his first appearance at Fenway Park since he was nearly killed in the Dominican Republic. Poppy.
Well, that's weird.
Big Poppy.
That sounds like you. That's you, right?
That is me. I'm doing an impersonation of Britney Spears doing that Poppy song.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, which we'll have to remember the name of it.
We went looking for that.
We
the did,
and we found it, but
did.
It took us forever, and we didn't know what the name of it was.
Yeah, that's right. I don't remember.
Don't worry about it. Let's just move on. David Ortiz, he threw out the first pitch last night, it looks like. Naturally, Fenway Park went absolutely bonkers when he walked out there to throw the first pitch to his old teammate.
He didn't bounce it, did he?
I do not believe that he did. Okay. I don't have video of the pitch, but my guess is
that
guy can make it to the plate.
Dude, you're a pro ball player. Come on.
He also briefly addressed the crowd before the game, thanking everyone for support during his recovery. He was shot randomly in the Dominican Republic, as it turned out. This was just a couple months ago, right? In June. He was shot. That was like a case of mistaken identity, even. Right? Wasn't the guy
trying
to get some other dude who was dressed kind of like him? And then the guy who had driven the assassinator in winds up getting pulled off his bike and just had the pulp beaten out of him. But then it turned out to be like someone's cousin paid $8,000 for this guy.
Like, yeah. 10 people were arrested.
They got the wrong guy because he was wearing the same shirt.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
Weird story.
You know, Papi, I love you. You found it. What's it actually called?
It's called Mbappe.
It's called Mbappe?
Yes.
That's so funny. How did we not find that before? Anyway, congratulations, David Ortiz, on your recovery. Kobe Bryant is the coach for his 13-year-old Gianna Bryant's basketball team.
Good for him.
Lots of dads coach their, you know, their kids' sports teams.
But showing up someplace comes with a little more trouble.
Yeah.
As in, hey, can you sign my,
can I just keep continue bothering you?
Right.
Look, a lot of dads coach teams. It's just that a lot of them aren't, you know, pro basketball players. He clearly has some tips and tricks for her. A team that crushed them 2 years ago just got beaten by 88 points. They just
did Kobe play with a wig on?
The training bra. Yeah, they're eighth graders. He's like, no, I'm part of the team, really. I'm just a tall kid. That's
Stop
all.
Calling me Black Mamba, which is his name. Never mind. That joke wasn't going to go.
So it sounds like their team is a little more intense than your typical middle school team. They ran up a score just to get revenge on this team that beat them 2 years ago. So Kobe posted a photo of the girls celebrating an 88-point win.
Wow.
I guess there's no mercy rule in basketball.
Yeah, I guess not.
They're all jumping in the air. It's the oh, what a feeling jump from the Toyota commercial right next to the scoreboard.
That's
I love
so funny.
What you do for me.
And the score is 115-27. Or something like that.
Exactly. 115-27.
All right. Yeah. So anyway, he says, 2 years ago, we lost to the same team 22-21.
Oh, my God. So this year we had to destroy them.
Right. Hashtag hard work. Hashtag mambas. Earlier this year, he had said, the girls are... As he started coaching the team earlier in the year, he said, the girls are making incredible progress. Just wait till you see us in 6 years. I have a year-by-year plan for them. We're going to keep adding pieces on a schedule I've already mapped out. It's okay. World domination for the eighth grade, the middle school basketball
team. I'm sure the girls are thrilled to have someone that good taking care of their college or their... did you say high school?
No. They're middle school. They're eighth graders. School. Yeah. This is a kid team. 88-point win. But you feel good about that.
It sucks for the opposing team.
Though. Uh-huh.
But that's, you know what? Not for everybody, but some people can get into college. You know, these girls, some of these girls will get college scholarships that way.
Real. I mean, that is, I was coached by Kobe.
Right.
And I'm awesome. Make way. Finally, just really quickly, Christian Bale has some advice for Robert Pattinson.
Oh, because he's playing Batman.
He's going to be playing Batman, supposedly. So Robert Pattinson, Christian says, that's an interesting choice. Got a little advice for you.
Vaseline, the groin area, gets really, really, really itchy down there.
It seemed like Vaseline would make it more itchy.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Well, I'm guessing. What is the advice?
Well, it's about being able to pee by yourself. He doesn't say the word pee. He uses a...
It's about the suit, though.
It's about the suit.
I knew it.
He said, listen, you don't feel like a superhero when you can't pee by yourself. Obviously, not all suits have. I mean, wasn't Jason Momoa saying if he had to pee, it was like an hour and a half process to get him in and out of that suit? almost like you'd pull up your suit, get it all back together, and just start taking it off because you know 45 minutes later you have
to pee
again.
Well, no, you don't drink water that day.
No, you don't. You do everything you can to not. Christian said that he offered the same advice to Ben Affleck when he was Batman as well, but he's basically saying, listen, make them work a little panel in there where you can easily free Johnny, free Willie.
Johnny?
I don't know. And that's... Oh, God, don't drop Johnny. What's coming from the news, Ben?
Green light on napping.
Oh, napping.
A good Samaritan will save you.
Oh.
And more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Don't forget that Madonna is bringing her Madam X tour to San Francisco for 3 nights at the Golden Gate Theater, including a including a show on Halloween, and we will have tickets for that on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that story this morning about no cell phones allowed?
Oh, I didn't. So that's it. You can't even bring them in.
Huh? Well, I think she's giving people pouches.
Oh, the lock bags.
Yeah,
yeah. I think that's cool.
Well, that you know why, right? It'd be great to say, leave those in your car or you can't come in, except that would be the biggest, the most burgled parking lot of all times.
Yep.
Good point.
So they have to let
your
people carry
your $1,000 phone is not something you want to get jacked out of your car.
Right.
Yeah, but that's great that they're putting them in a bag. I think that's totally, you know, honestly, you'll probably enjoy the concert more if everyone doesn't have their damn phone out. There's so much light that comes from those. Mm.
You know, everyone who cares will, but the kids will be like, young people trip. They need to check real quick. I got to check.
Well, they should get used to, you know, a 2-hour period when they can't.
I don't know if they care.
They'll die. You think they'll die?
Maybe.
Yeah.
You should see.
Possible.
Well, you have kids.
Yeah.
They're not into them?
Sure. Yeah. They love them. You know? They actually, they're not allowed at the dinner table. And so you should see the tricks that they're up to like, you know, I'm like, why do you keep looking at your crotch? What's going on?
Oh, I got my phone down there. It just vibrated. I'm looking to see what my friends are doing tonight.
All right. Well, you know, dinner only takes 20 minutes. It seems like you could put that away, but I guess not. Anyway, I don't know where we're... Oh, yeah, it was Madonna. So we're going to have tickets for the show coming up on Friday the 13th.
Better than the boner answer, right?
I suppose, right?
Oh, just don't know why I've got wood, Mom.
Me either. I don't want to talk about it. That's what they should say, and then I'd leave them alone about
it. That's what I was thinking. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way. Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. All right. Someone's going to take a stage and tell you why you need to spend your hard-earned money on the latest Apple products any minute now. Will we have Scott in tomorrow to tell us what this break it down?
Yes.
All right. Great. Scott Budman in tomorrow.
Perfect.
To tell us what's
what.
You're
looking for NBC Bay Area. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, that's too bad.
Find my little stick.
Where's your little stick? You
it's right here.
All right.
Nice. NBC.
Can you come up with an ANN one?
Oh.
ANN.
A-N-N.
Don't you want to be different than the...
Yeah, a little bit different. The three-tone... Oh, A-N-N. I like that. That's nice.
All right.
What do you think?
Well,
keeper?
Maybe
we can try
me.
A few. I like that. Give me another one.
How about we start with the same one? Right?
That's a little too light. Yeah.
Maybe the two N's have to be the same. Like A-D-D. It has to be the same one. Yeah,
I like that. It's an octave. It's nice.
It's like kind of wrong, but kind of perfect. Okay, I like it.
And Scott is.
All right, there you go. Sorry for wasting your time.
No, we got to work those things out, Ben.
You know, so I'm talking to my dude Alan from Bananas.
Shame.
And of course, he's a music guy. Yeah. He owns Bananas at Large in the North Bay, a couple locations, right? So I he writes me to say, hey, and we have kids in common, you know, that stuff. So I go, are you going to Maiden tonight? Or actually, Dave Matthews is playing tonight too.
Yeah. Right?
Chase Center.
So he says negative, and then he says, do you know who JoJo Siwa is?
JoJo Siwa.
And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No idea. What did I say? Never heard of it. And he says her, and it's painful, and his daughter's deeply into her right now.
Oh.
So I looked her up, and she is just the photo I saw was so loud.
This girl.
But she's a dancer, singer, pop star from the dance.
It's like Radio Disney stuff. They're dancing on the moon.
That's JoJo Siwa, everybody. And apparently she's huge.
Yeah, she looks 12.
She comes off of that dance show, the dance reality TV show.
Oh, really?
That's what
Dance Moms or whatever it was called? Or So You Think You Can Dance? Or
something like that. Apparently her mom was also a character on the TV show.
Yeah, the moms play a big part because they fight each other.
So.
Boy, that's you're the number one you. That's a nice message, I guess.
Yeah.
I hope I'm the number one me. I mean, I really don't feel like that's one thing I should not have to compete against. Some other me.
Two naps a week will lower your risk of heart disease and stroke.
Oh, well, I have got that covered.
You're getting two naps a week in.
Took a nap yesterday for an hour on the couch. I try to nap on the couch during the day because I know I'll get woken up. Like, I got woken up by John.
You should never nap in your bed space. Uh-huh. Your body should know that your bed is where the sleep goes down.
Major
and naps
sleep.
Happen somewhere else.
Yeah.
My nap was so long yesterday. It was too long. So then I couldn't get back to sleep last night.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Finally, around midnight, I got to sleep and clock rang at 2 a.m.
Yeah. And then I usually take a nap on Fridays, too.
Fridays I do. Yeah.
Fridays is a nice nap day. Because otherwise, I'm not seeing 9 o'clock, let alone midnight.
And you want midnight.
I do. I want midnight. Well, this week, I really need to nap this week because I'm going to go to that Cake Ben Folds 5 show.
Is that Friday night?
It's Friday night.
But you have to leave at like 5 p.m.
I know. We've got to leave early. Oh. But I also, my mother's first cousin, Eleanor, is coming in and I'm seeing her for lunch.
They both have the same name?
There's a lot of Eleanors. Even her mom's name was Eleanor.
Oh, wow.
All the Eleanors.
Your mom's first cousin
was also named Eleanor.
So the sisters?
It must be my
Drunkle Peter's kid.
No, these are on my mom's side, so it must be that's my dad's brother.
All right.
I don't know. One of my grandmother's brothers, because she had like 9 brothers or 100 brothers or something. It was just her, and then a bunch of brothers, and then one of them must be the mother.
I think they would go, no, don't name it. We already have an Eleanor.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a million names.
Yeah, you got an aunt Eleanor, your cousin Eleanor. They have all these Eleanors. There's at least 3 I can think of.
So she's coming where?
She's coming here. They're doing, she and her husband are driving around the country doing something. So they're coming on Friday. So I'm going to take them out for lunch. And so I'm not going to be able to get a nap in.
Oh, no.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, okay.
Yeah, I just.
You're the queen of hostesses.
Yeah, well, I got to,
you can't say I'm busy Friday. Saturday's better.
Saturday's they're not going to be here anymore on Saturday.
They're
doing
I missed you.
Trip. I know. I don't want to do that. I want to see them.
Sleep over at John's house. Brother John.
I offered that.
Yeah.
But they're like, no, we're just going to be in town for the day. Basically, they're going to see some San Francisco stuff, come up and see us in Mill Valley and then keep going, head out.
Does your brother get mad that you always offer his place?
No, he's not really in a position to do that.
He doesn't get bummed that you're like,
no.
He's like, this is my home. Mm-hmm. Stop offering it to the family.
Nope, I say, I don't have a guest room anymore. So all my guests are staying at your house.
Oh, boy, that's rough.
I think he has a guest room, though, right?
He does. They have a second bedroom.
Deb has told me that. Like, if you ever need to crash and you're nearby, we have a spot that's open for you. I'm like, oh, cool. I'll just nap in their band room or whatever, the old gym.
The old new gym?
That room's gone.
The old
that
gym.
That room is now part of another room.
Wow, I never know what's going on.
Yeah,
there.
Well, you know.
You never tire of making changes, though.
I really don't. It's even astounding to me. I'm like, wow. So more dusty rooms.
All I'm actually noticing, though, that there are certain personality types, and I'm married to one, that seems to need activity.
Yeah.
And so with the recent sort of list of things we were working up to
for the wedding,
having passed,
right.
Myself, I'm on the other side of it going,
nothing to do.
Let's just chill out. Nothing. Don't book me for any. Count me out on all the stuff.
That's why you have to encourage the sewing thing. That'll keep her at the
house. Well, but there's a lot of stuff circling this girl's head right now.
She's got to stay busy. She's one of those people.
Don't you think this would be perfect in the doorway? I'm like, no.
What kind of doorway?
The doorway is a doorway. There should be nothing in the doorway.
What is she suggesting?
She wants it to seem like a mud room where people can take their shoes off. And
oh, yeah, like a little bench. And put a little bench there and a place for people to hang their coats and stuff.
That has a purpose.
Yeah, sure. That seems totally legit.
Yeah, can't we just take a break, though, for a minute? And we'll get to that at a later date.
Look, there's only so much time in life. Let's get all these things done.
We spent a lot of money on that wedding.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what I'm noticing is that certain personality types do need to stay active.
I just want to have a project. I need to have something going on.
Can't possibly just wait.
Yeah, because waiting just means I'm waiting. Now I'm just waiting, and now I'm going to be bothering you about it. Let's just do it.
Take two naps a week.
All right, let's do it. I'll do it.
For a lower risk of heart disease and stroke.
Great.
Good Samaritans will help you. It's not like everyone says that, you know, no one cares about other people anymore. It's not true. Mm. People do care. I care.
I do,
too. I'll help you.
I'll help you.
I'll push your car. You need to, you know. I saw a guy. Oh, this is probably not going to make me sound like a good Samaritan. This guy's car, I don't know what happened to it, but it was on Embarcadero the other day. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, the thing was stopped, mm-hmm. and he just stopped. Pulled the e-brake, turned the hazards on, and turned that into the longest cluster wait. When I finally got up there, so I didn't know what was causing this major delay. But you know what that feels like when you watch lights rotate
and
you haven't moved.
Mm-hmm. And it's 4 in the morning?
No, this was at 11
on the afternoon.
In the afternoon. There's actually cars on the road. I finally get up there. It's two fully grown men in the car parked because it's this...
Did you say what's going on?
No, I didn't get to stop because I'm true. But I was thinking, dude, let's all jump out and push you. What?
Get out the way.
How do two grown men not think it's time to push this car off to the side?
Right. And someone will help you. If one guy's in the car and the other guy's trying to push, other dudes will be like, yeah, let me help you with that.
To my point, right. I would gladly have jumped out. It's parked behind him. Got you moved over. Let's get this road opened up.
Right.
Nope. They just sat there with the windows. Mother. You know how long I was? I was delayed by like 40 minutes. And when I get up there.
40 minutes?
When I get up there, it's these dudes.
Young guys or older guys?
Younger dudes.
Oh my God. Move your car.
Yeah.
Not a care in the world.
What the hell is going on?
They probably didn't even think about doing that.
Right.
They're probably rolling up the next joint.
Well, we better smoke it up before the cops get here.
I guess. Anyway, there's a 91% chance a Good Samaritan will help you in your time of need. That's from researchers on Good Samaritans that they found people will stop and help you. Turns out complete strangers decided to help 9 out of 10 times in a scenario where an assault happened.
Oh.
9 out of 10.
That's great. There's a show called What Would You Do?
Yeah, John DeHignanis.
They stage bad things happening, and they look to see who among the public will stop and say, no, that's not happening.
At least one person stepped in to help 91% of the time by doing things like restraining someone, getting in between two people who are fighting, or just consoling the victim afterwards. Oh. On average, at least 3 people intervened.
That's great. And sometimes it takes one person to start that ball rolling.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the one brave person has to say, I'm not going to stand by and watch this. And then hopefully someone else will jump in.
Right.
Otherwise.
A little backup. Otherwise, there you are between two
Me and this chick
people.
Are getting beat up today.
Uh-oh.
I certainly can't do anything. You know.
Yeah.
Study also found that large groups don't result in herd mentality where no one helps because they assume someone else will.
Oh. So someone does jump in.
The more witnesses there are, the more likely you are to get help.
Oh. That's good.
Not like everybody says.
And these days, people are as likely to pull their phone out and film the thing as help you, though.
Yeah, right.
You got to hope someone just goes, oh, All right, I'll
do it.
Have
you ever seen this? I'm all over the place today. This is on Facebook. These two kids are fighting in the street, mm-hmm. right? They're kids. I want to call them 14.
Okay.
These two dudes are fighting, and a guy walks up on them and goes, "Hold on. Hold on. Do you see all these people around you? They're filming you guys. You two are putting on a show for all these bleep holes. You know, none of these people here have stopped this to tell you to be kinder or better to each other." I mean, I don't have the rant. I don't have saw it, but I was just like, what a cool thing is that this guy put it back on the camera holders because there's a million of them around these two dudes fighting.
Wow.
Even if you post that, you're like, oh, yep, I'm the douchebag that was taken.
Well,
and yet it got posted. It went viral.
Posted it. It's true, though.
That's the world.
There it is.
Yep.
Everybody watching these two kids beat the snot out of each other. Hold on, let me get my camera.
Remember that when you were a kid and there'd be a fight at school and everyone would just be in a circle watching, and now that circle has nothing but phones. And even the one kid's got a GoPro on his head as he's getting punched in the face, you know?
You got in fights as a kid?
I got in one fight with Lucia Ware.
And?
In fourth grade.
How'd it go?
We didn't wind up fighting. She was so small.
So that's not a fight then?
Yeah. Well, you know, but the crowd was expecting the fight. You know, they almost want to shove you at each other, you know?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and they didn't fight.
Fight.
Yeah, there were always fights.
So what happened?
Nothing. We wanted to be in friends later.
Oh, well, that's good.
We were at the same sleepover together, and we had fun. I was like, oh, we should be friends. Okay.
Our text number is 800-400-36. That's it, Bryn. You found it.
Oh, he found the video of the guy.
Yeah, there's a lot of profanity, but
yeah, you can't use it.
He comes up. He's like, "Look at them laughing at you. Look at that girl holding the camera. She's laughing at you. Come on, these are all cowards. Like, what are you doing?" And they kind of like stop fighting, and they almost make friends.
Yeah, like, I'm telling you, it's sort of a weird moment where some third party comes in and goes,
turns the light on.
All these people standing around you, not one of them is trying to stop this. They're all just filming it.
They're
for
all
their
psyched
posts.
For their Instagram post. You won't believe what I saw today.
Oh my God! This thing says Amber and Rob are coming back for season 40.
Yeah.
Rob's going to be in 39 and 40?
I didn't see. Well, Sandra was definitely one of the. I didn't see Rob's picture, but I was sort of flipping through at that point. I felt like I had done enough laundry lists. But the season 40 cast for Survivor, they're about to start airing season 39, but it looks like they just shipped everybody off to Fiji to start doing it. And for season 40, it's all allegedly past winners. This is just rumored casting, though. It says right at the top. Here's the speculation.
Dude, Rob's got this life licked. Yeah. All he does now is a couple shows every couple years, and he's good.
Yep. Good for him.
Dang.
And with him and Amber, aren't they married?
Yeah.
So if either one of them wins, they're psyched. I wonder if it's a bigger prize, too. They should do a big prize. These are all past winners. I'm excited to see that. First of all, we'll know everybody, and we'll be reminded. Because some of those people, I'm like, I don't even remember that person, and they won.
Boston Rob's got the Boston thing, though. It's so great.
He does, yeah.
I love seeing that.
Amber.
Tom Laidlaw was a tough fighter on the ice, played in the NHL in the 70s and 80s. That's the other guy.
Yeah, he's an older dude, but yeah, they didn't say what team, but he's an ex-NHL player, which that'll be fun.
Yes, Vince Mua works at Stanford.
Oh,
he'd have to.
Right. If he lives and works in Palo Alto as a college admissions counselor
something? Yeah. Right.
That would be the college.
That's what it's got to be.
Right.
My wedding venue asked if they could use my pictures, and I said yes because I thought they'd just put them on their website. My picture ended up on the back of numerous Golden Gate Transit buses.
Wow. Oh. Well, you said yes.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
That's all right, though. You
look
good.
At you.
You're all dressed up for your wedding and everything.
Wedding gowns are real life.
That day they are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's coming up? Oh, we're done.
We're done.
More texts after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.